From the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So Samuel went and lay down. Then the Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In this Sunday's step on our Lenten journey, we're considering how it could be that there's some kind of gift to be found in the experience of getting lost. Of getting lost from the path that we thought we were walking. How is it that we end up getting lost? Maybe we got lost because we purposely stepped off the path. We decided, at least for some moment in time, that some other path looked better than the one we'd been on. And when we looked up from a choice that we now think was a bad one, it was like the woods had covered up the path, and we don't know how to find our way home. Or maybe we got lost because even when we're on the path we think is right, we can't always see in the dark to find the path ahead of us. Curves come, and it seems that the path disappears in some way. We get sick. Our company gets bought out. Our relationships change, and suddenly we are lost, right in the middle of the road we thought we were supposed to be on. When Samuel laid on the floor and heard a voice, it wasn't a voice people were used to hearing often in those days, as compared to other days. Other times when people had experienced the Lord as nearby, Samuel lived in a precarious time when Scripture tells us the word of the Lord was rare. This was a problem back from Judges when all the people did what was right in their own eyes. And in 1 Samuel 2, we hear about how Eli's own sons did what was right in their own eyes in their work as priests. It was the time when the people felt lost in the dark wood, unable to see clearly how it would be if they knew where it was that God wanted them to go, how it would be if they could see clearly how God wanted them to live. A whole people were lost in Samuel's time. And it was Samuel who heard the voice from God in the darkness that would lead them home. Of course, at first, Samuel didn't recognize the voice. He didn't expect to hear God calling out to him. He expected to hear Eli, his priest, his mentor, calling out to him. He expected it so much that three times he went to say, "I'm here. What is it that you want?" Until finally, Samuel gets Eli's attention enough that Eli realizes what's happening and tells him how to listen. There are lessons in this story that might help us when we are feeling lost in life's dark woods. One is that Samuel didn't get a thunderous, easily recognizable voice of God. It was quieter than that for Samuel. He heard it, but he didn't recognize what he was hearing. The voice of God isn't always as obvious as we might wish. Another lesson we can learn is that Samuel needed help to interpret this experience, to help him see how to pay attention to what God wanted to tell him. He needed Eli to help him listen for the way out of the dark woods that Samuel was supposed to lead them to take. The Gospel of Matthew reading tells us that people who sat in the darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. When Jesus went into the wilderness, he found his way to proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven had come near, does come near. When we are in the dark woods, it can be hard to imagine a way forward. And even harder to imagine that Christ is calling out to us. We can feel abandoned. We can feel alone. We can feel as if nothing we thought we understood about the way the world works was true. But when we recognize that we are lost, we can also open ourselves up to listen for a way through. We can hear differently than we hear any other time. The rawness that the woods produces in us also can give birth to a willingness to pay attention to the Spirit of God moving in us. I grew up in a church that had this great youth program, and many of my friends were part of that community. Didn't matter if we didn't go to the same high school or live in the same town. There was this bond in that group that lasted way beyond high school. Sometimes one of us would get lost. We'd get on a path that wasn't healthy by choice or because the woods around us just seemed to change. One of my friends got lost in a particularly painful way, felt betrayed by everything he understood about how life worked. Paul was a young adult when it happened, and so he went at the end of his rope to a church that he'd gone to when he left our hometown. He didn't know the pastor well, but he'd been to the church, and he made an appointment, and he went in, and he said, "I'm just going to tell you what happened." And he told him how he'd been wrongfully accused, and everyone had believed what they'd heard, and how he'd tried to disappear. But then one of his old church friends wouldn't give up, and he kept calling all over the place until he found him. So he came back. He said, "I know that I have disappointed and shamed my parents. Although they won't admit it, they keep calling. They keep sending me money. Still, I am so angry because I have been going to church my whole life and this shouldn't have happened to me. And I keep praying and yelling at the walls. And where is God?" And the pastor just waited. And then he looked straight at him and he said, "God's in the friend's voice that wouldn't let you disappear. God's in the parents and brothers and sisters on the other end of the phone that still want to hear from you. God's in this conversation right now, crying with you, letting you be just as angry as you need to be. And God is in Jesus, who is coming up next to you. No matter how dark the wilderness gets, being the light that you can find." It was a before and after moment in Paul's life. He had hope again. He saw the possibility of love, and he began to look for the presence of God. God does not abandon us in the deep woods. Getting lost can be the way for us to get found. And for one another, we can be the signpost. We can be for each other the way to find our way home. In Jesus' name, amen.